So there were once two journalists working together, and one, you know, did his work really well and got a nice, juicy story. And then, totally without permission or anything, the second journalist stole the story, broadcast it, and got all the praise and credit. So, of course, the first guy goes and complains to him and says, "What is wrong with you? That was my story, not yours." And that second journalist said something that's just a little tricky to respond to. He said, "If something is true, does it matter who says it?" Careful with your answer on that question. The answer is yes, by the way. Yes, it matters who says it. But it matters in terms of praise, credit, and accomplishment. You know, in terms of a goal being achieved, the answer is closer to no, assuming, of course, both of them were equally capable of proclaiming that particular truth. Sometimes, only the work matters. Those are the moments that we really belong to a greater cause, and we ought to bring some humility to the table, knowing that it's not always about us. And of course, there are times where personal recognition is perfectly fair and reasonable. Because after all, as human beings, we need encouragement from others. Okay, we need to know that we're doing good work. We need to hear, "Nice job," every once in a while. All of that is very good and reasonable as long as we don't get addicted to that praise. Okay, you all know that. So it'd be fair to say, I think, that in this society today, we could all use a little more humility for ourselves and offer up a little more praise for others. Because it's just so easy to focus on yourself. Okay? Not even holy orders will prevent you from completely being free of that little bad habit. So to rewind a little bit, the words of Jesus in the Gospel, specifically his closing statement, "The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." So what that means is that the people who are addicted to praise and acclaim, like that second journalist, will be humbled sooner or later. And by contrast, God will exalt the person who focuses on his work more than the credit his work provides. Okay? God will exalt the person who works with humility and doesn't worry so much about their own reputation. So I guess you could say that there is glory in letting go of glory. There is glory in letting go of glory. Because there's a temptation to overcome there. When you get a taste of glory, it's very hard to back off from getting more. That is true for fame, success in the business world, sports, you name it. Once you get some good old-fashioned glory, it is only natural to want to get more. But God will humble the exalted and glorified sooner or later because glory does not last forever. Glory does not last forever. So in terms of giving you a real-world example today, it would be so easy to point to Enron, or basically any sports hero that refused to believe that they were a little too old to keep playing in the major leagues. But instead, I'm going to reference a name that you all know, like it or not. Britney Spears. The fact is, I don't care at all about pop culture celebrities. I don't. That's sincere. However, Britney Spears is my age, and she became popular in high school, which means it's been somewhat difficult to completely ignore her in the news. There has always been someone in my life. Did you hear about Britney Spears? I don't care. Well, what happened was, I don't care. That's 18 years of that, basically. To give you an idea of how serious I'm talking here, back in high school, again, when she first became popular, my family got a new puppy, and my sister, my younger sister, had the privilege of naming the dog, and did name the dog Brittany. That's not a coincidence, nor a decision I supported at the time. It kind of backfired for her, though, because Brittany turned out to be the sort of dog that loved one thing in life, eating. You could actually see in her little doggy brain, ooh, the family's having steak. When they're getting the salad, I can jump up on Dad's chair, snatch his steak before anyone catches me. It'll be the most delicious thing ever, and then I'll be beaten to within an inch of my life. Worth it. If you were foolish enough to leave your wallet or your purse somewhere the dog could get it, she would literally eat the money out of your wallet. So you could say that Britney Spears and Britney the dog had at least one thing in common. They both had expensive taste. And you're supposed to boo to that. That was pretty bad. Anyway, so getting back to real life. You guys all know the story. You know, in 1999, she became super famous. Everybody loves her. And then by 2007, showbiz had just turned her into a husk of the person she once was. I mean, we're talking drugs. We're talking problems with the law. Very bad friends, you name it. And let's be honest with ourselves, anybody who shaves their head on a whim has got to be a little crazy. For those of you who are guests, I shave my head once a year for basically no reason, so had to get the self-jab in there. But seriously, this is a classic celebrity hitting rock bottom story. Didn't have to pick Britney Spears for that. There were plenty of other candidates. But the story doesn't actually end there, because lately she has been doing better. Not absolutely better, but she's been doing better. She's distanced herself from those bad influences. She's taken a step back from that addictive desire for fame and attention. Like I said, it's not absolute. Her life is far from perfect, believe me on that. She is not completely free of the temptations of her past. That would be weird. If someone said, oh yeah, she's totally conquered her past mistakes, that would be downright suspicious. But if you look at her life, you will see a distinct improvement at the time she takes a step back from that fame and fortune poison that was clearly making her life unbearable. Now again, this is all in support of the point of the day that the exalted, the glorified, and the famous, they will be humbled by God sooner or later. The wise ones humble themselves and they step down from that glorified place. The not so wise ones are knocked down by one thing or another. So to give you a real world example of that, I could have chosen any celebrity or historical figure in history. Because whether they're wise or foolish, no one's glory lasts forever. Except Jesus Christ. But that's a different kind of glory, so that's okay. No one's glory lasts forever. I chose Britney Spears for today for two reasons. One, name recognition. You all know her. Love her or hate her, you know her. And the second reason is this. I meant it when I said it. I roll my eyes for all celebrities of all types. I just don't care. But I was sitting in my office with my tablet and my coffee, just skimming random news articles in my news feed, just a little coffee break, and I stumbled on an article about how Britney Spears had been doing better lately, and I read it purely out of curiosity. Just nothing better to read at that exact moment. And after I read about how much she's been through for the last 18 years in the public eye, I'll remind you, that's over half of her life, something changed. An idea wiggled into my brain, and for the life of me, I can't knock it out as much as I try. For the first time, after reading that, she was more than tabloid fodder. She was more than a passing craze to name the family dog after. She was more than a millionaire. She was more than a pop sensation. She was a person. A person no more and no less. A person who has not made very good decisions in life, but a person who has had no small amount of pain and is at least making the effort to deal with that pain and overcome the errors of her past. And that is the heart of human dignity right there. And for that, she was more glorious than any fleeting sense of fame or fortune. There is glory in letting go of glory. Like it or not, the exalted will be humbled by God. And likewise, God will exalt the humble among us.